The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Okay, let's go to Adam on the weather front first. Adam, some wild weather, summer.
Yeah, we've had a deluge or two. The race meeting at Royal Ascot got nicknamed Splashcot. Bookies are now apparently refusing to take bets on June being the wettest on record, although, I mean, we're only halfway through, aren't we? But anyway, obviously that's great news for Wimbledon and the Glastonbury Music Festival. But also, how's this, Alan? Some may be counting their lucky stars. A pensioner called Brian Phillips was struck by lightning while he was carving a chicken in his kitchen, and he was thrown 5 feet across the kitchen. Paramedics reckon that he was only saved by his rubber-soled Marks and Spencer's slippers.
God.
Which explains the headline Marks and Sparks, which, of course, is the nickname of the story.
Well, that's a Gilchrist headline anyway, isn't it? That's a Gilchrist headline.
No, I promise you that was from a tabloid newspaper.
Just a quick one on the taser death.
Yeah, this is a man tasered by police in Llanelli in South Wales. By all accounts, he was acting wildly. Indeed, witnesses say he was sort of stabbing a dog and himself. Police were called, he didn't calm down, and they tasered him, and he died. He was pronounced dead on arrival in hospital. Turns out he was only 43, but a former soldier, a guy called Spencer Benjamin. And essentially, friends and family are saying this was a man who was traumatised by his time with the Royal Welsh Regiment in Iraq. He saw his friends blown up, and
terrible.
He was never quite the same. And the guy basically, you know, he served his country and then kind of lost the plot, which is just awful.
Terrible story. Thank you for the sensitive way you presented that, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.